Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate the day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff, the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand the judgment, not sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Why do you, heathen, rage, and the people imagine a vain thing? The king of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, "Let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us." He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh, and the Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them, and he wrath and wax them in his sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said unto me, "Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the othermost parts of the earth for the possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like potter's vessel. Be wise now thereof, O you kings, be instructed, you judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear, and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be hungry, and he perish from the way. When his wrath is kindled but a little, blessed are all that put their trust in him." Palms of David, when he fled from Absalom his son. Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, "There is no help for him in God." Selah. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of mine head. I cry unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me not of this holy hill. Selah. I had laid me down and slept. I awaked, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me around, but arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all my enemies upon the cheek bone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongs unto the Lord. The blessing is upon the people. Selah. Psalm 4, to the chief musician on Nados, a psalm of David. Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer. O you sons of men, how long will you turn my glory into shame? How long you love vanity and seek after pleasing Selah. But now that the Lord has set apart him that is godly of himself, the Lord will hear when I call unto him. Stand in awe and sin not. Commune your own heart upon your bed and he be still, Selah. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. There be many that say, who will show us any good? Lord, lift thou up the light of the countenance upon us. Thou hast put gladness in my heart, more than in the time that their corn and their wine increased. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety. Psalm 5 to the chief of musician upon Naloth, a psalm of David. Give ear to my words, O Lord, consider my meditation. Hearken unto my voice of my cry, my King and my God, for unto thee will I pray. My voice shall thou hear in the morning, O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee and will look up. For thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speakingly. The Lord will lay Abar, the bloody and deceitful man. But as for me, I will come into the house in the multitude of the mercy, and in the freer will I worship towards the holy temple. Let me, O Lord, in the righteousness, because of mine enemies, make thee way straight before my face. For there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is very wickedness. Their throat is an open sepulchre. They flatter with their tongue. Destroy them, O God, let them fall by their own conceals. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgression, for they have rebelled against thee. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love the name be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous with favor, with thou compass him as with a shield. Palms to the chief musician on Nignot upon Sheminith, the palms of David. Lord, rebuke me not in ten anger, neither chasten me in the hot displeasure. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are vexed. My soul is also sore vexed, for thou, O Lord, how long? Return, O Lord, deliver my soul. O save me for my mercy's sake. For in death there is no remembrance of thee. In the grave who shall give the thanks? I am weary with the groaning all the night, make I my bed to swim. I water my couch with my tears. Mine ears consumed because of grief. It waxed old because of all mine enemies. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity, for the Lord hath heard the voice of my weeping. The Lord hath heard my supplication. The Lord will receive my prayer. Let all mine enemies be ashamed and sore vexed. Let them return and be ashamed suddenly. Psalm 7. Shigayon of David, which he sang unto the Lord concerning the word of Cush the Benjamite. O Lord my God, in thee do I put my trust. Save me from all them that persecute me, and deliver me, lest he tear my soul like a lion rending in pieces, while there is none to deliver. O Lord my God, if I have done this, there is iniquity in my hands. If I have rewarded evil unto him that was at peace with me, yeah, I have delivered him that without cause is mine enemy. Let the enemy persecute my soul and take it. Yeah, let him tread my down my life upon the earth, and lay mine honored in the dust. Selah. Arise, O Lord, and sing anger. Lift up the self because of the rage of my enemies, and awake for me to the judgment of that thou hast commanded. So shall the congregation of the people compass thee about for their sakes, thereof return thou on high. The Lord shall judge the people. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness, and according to my integrity that is in me. O let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the just for the righteous. God trieth the hearts and reins. My defense is of God, which saved the upright in heart. God judges the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day. If he return not, he will with his sword. He hath wend his bow and made it ready. He hath also prepared for him that instrument of death. He ordained his arrows against the persecutors. Behold, he traveled with iniquity and hath conceived mischief and brought forth falsehood. He made a pit and digged it, and he's fallen into the ditch which he made. His mischief shall return upon his own head, and his violent dealing shall come down upon his faith. I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness, and I will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. Psalms 8 to the chief musician upon Giddith, Psalms of David. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Who has set the glory above the heavens? Out of the mouth babies and sucklings hast thou ordained strength, because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider the heavens, the work of the fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him? And the son of man, thou hast visited him. For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the work of the hands. Thou hast put all the under things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passed through the path of the seas. O Lord, Lord, how excellent is the name in all earth.
Psalms 9 to the chief musician upon Moth Laban, a Psalms of David. I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will shew forth all the marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to the name, O thou Most High. When my enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at thy presence. For thou hast maintained my right in my cause. Thou sattest in the throne, judging right. Thou hast rebuked the heathen, thou hast destroyed the wicked, thou hast put out their name forever and ever. O thou enemy, destruction are come to a perpetual end, and thou hast destroyed cities and their memorial and perished with them. But the Lord shall endure forever. He hath prepared his throne for judgment, and he shall judge the word in righteousness. He shall minister judgment to the people in uprightness. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in time of trouble. And they that know the name will put their trust in thee, for the Lord has not forsaken them that seek thee. Sing praises to the Lord which dwell in Zion, declare among the people in his doings. When he maketh inquisition for blood, he remembereth them, he recordeth them, never forgotten, not the cry of the humble. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, consider my trouble, which I suffer of them that hate me, thou that liftest me up from the gates of death, that I may shew forth all the praise in the gates of the daughter of Zion. I will rejoice in thy salvation. The heathen are sunk down in the pit that they made, in the net which they hide in their own foot taken. The Lord is known by the judgment which he executed. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands. Icon Sheila. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. For the needy shall not always be forgotten. The expectation of the poor should not perish forever. Arise, O Lord, let no man prevail the heathen, be judged in the sight. Put them in fear, O Lord, that the nations may know themselves to be put man Shelah. Psalms 10. Why standest thou afar off, O Lord? Why hadest thou thyself in time of trouble? The wicked in his pride doth persecute the poor. Let them be taken in the devices that they have imagined. For the wicked boasted of his heart's desire, and the blessed becometh us who the Lord abhorreth. The wicked through the pride of his countenance will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts. His ways are always grievous. The judgments are far above of his sight. As for all his enemies, he puffs at them. He that said in his heart, I should not be moved, for I shall never be in adversity. His mouth is full of cursing and deceit and fraud under his tongue, and his mischief and vanity. He seateth in the lurking places of villages, in secret places doth he murder the innocent. His eyes are privily set against the poor. He lieth in wait secretly as a lion in his den. He lieth in wait to catch the poor. He doth catch the poor when he draweth him into his net. He crushed and humbled himself that the poor may fall by his strong ones. He hath said in his heart, God hath forgotten, he hath his face, he will never see it. Arise, O Lord, O God, lift up thine hand, forget not the humble. Wherefore doth the wicked condemn God? He has said in his heart, thou wilt not require it. Thou hast seen it, for thou beholdest mischief and spite. Thou required it with thy hand. The poor committeth himself unto thee, thou art the helper of the fatherless. Break thou the arm of the wicked, and the evil man seek out the wickedness till the full hand none. The Lord is king forever and ever. The heathen are perished out of his land. Lord, thou hast heard the desire of the humble. Thou wilt prepare their heart. though will cast their ear to hear, to judge the fatherless and the oppressed, that the man of the earth may no more oppress. Psalms 11, to the chief musician, the Psalms of David. In the Lord put I trust. How say you to my soul, flee as a bird to your mountain? For lo, the wicked bend their bow, they make ready their arrow upon the string, that they may privilege should at the upright in the heart. If the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Lord is in his holy temple, the Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, his eyelids try the children of man. The Lord trieth the righteous, but the wicked in him that loved violence his soul hateth. Upon the wicked he shall rain snares, fire, brimstones, and horrible tempest. This shall be the portion of his cup. For the righteous Lord loveth righteousness, his countenance doth behold the upright. Psalms 12, to the chief musician upon Shemaniath, a Psalms of David. Help, Lord, for the godly man. Cease for the faithful fail from among the children of man. They speak vanity of everyone with his neighbor, with flattering lips and with a double heart do they speak. The heart, the Lord shall cut off the flattering lips, and the tongue that speaketh proud things, who have said, with our tongue will we prevail. Our lips are our own, who is Lord over us. For the oppression of the poor, for the sinning of the needy, now will I arise, said the Lord. I will set him in safety from him that puff at him. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth purifies 7 times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord, thou shalt preserve them from the generation forever. The wicked walk on every side when the wildest men are exalted. Psalms 13, to the chief musician, and Psalms of David. How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord, forever? How long wilt thou hide the face from me? How long shall I take conceal in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall my enemy be exalted over me? Consider and hear me, O Lord my God, lighten my eyes, lay I sleep the sleep of death. Lest my enemy say, I have prevailed against him, and those that trouble me rejoice when I moved. But I have trusted in the mercy, my heart shall rejoice in salvation. I will sing unto the Lord, because he hath dealt bountifully with me. Psalms 14, to the chief musician, Psalms of David. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt, they have done abominable works. There is none that doth good. The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of man to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. They are all gone aside, they are all together become filthy. There is none that doth good, no, not one. Have all workers of iniquity no knowledge? Who eat up my people as they eat bread, and call not upon the Lord? There were they in great fear, for God is in generation of righteous. You have shamed the conceal of poor, because of the Lord is his refuge. Oh, that the salvation of Israel were come out of Zion. When the Lord bringeth back the captivity of his people, Jacob shall rejoice, and Israel shall be glad.
Psalms 15. Psalms of David. Lord, who shall abide in the tabernacle? Who shall dwell on the holy hill? He that walked uprightly and marks righteousness and speaks the truth in his heart. He that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doth evil to his neighbor, or taken up a reproach against his neighbor, in whose eye I vile person and condemned, but he honored them that fear the Lord. He that sware to his own heart and changed not, he that putteth not out his money to usury or taken reward against the innocent, he that doth these things shall never be moved. Psalm 16, Mishpat of David. Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust. O my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord, thou art my Lord, my goodness extended not to thee, but to the saints that are in the earth, and to the excellent in who is all my delight. Their sorrows shall be multiplied, that hasn't after another god. Their drink offerings of blood will not offer, or taking up their names into my lips. The Lord is in portion of mine inheritance, and of my cup thou maintains my lot. The lines are fallen unto in pleasant places, yet I have goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord who hath given me conceal. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my glory rejoice. My flesh also rest in hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither will thou suffer thine holy one to see corruption. Thou wilt show the path of life in the presence of fullness of joy. At the right hand there are pleasures forevermore.